Welcome back to Restoring Relationships, Transforming Justice. In this lecture, we're going to talk about the characteristics of the wildfire. In the last lecture, we talked about the two fires of conflict, the wildfire and the peace fire. Well, let's talk about the wildfire. The wildfire represents the dynamic nature of conflict. It includes all the factors that contribute to a conflict: the people, the relationships, the history, the emotions, the attitudes and actions, all of the desires, the money, the property, the material issues, any legal issues. The conflict wildfire encompasses all of it. Now, we all develop habits that we employ when we respond to conflict wildfires. These habits are developed over time as we write our conflict stories. Our conflict stories, in fact, are a collection of our conflict habits. Now, some of us develop aggressive conflict habits, and we like to win. We don't like to lose. Some people are more passive and avoid conflict whenever possible. Winning isn't as important to them as compromising or maintaining relationships might be. Well, I don't want you to think that we're going to talk about some single way of responding to conflict that's going to eliminate conflict from your life. Not only would that be a waste of time, it'd be a foolish endeavor. Every conflict is different. Every person is different. And we all develop our habits for responding to conflict based on our experiences, the people we know, the places we've been, and how conflict has marked our habits. But when we focus on the conflict wildfire, most of us are focused on pursuing a desired outcome. Some define peace as the absence of conflict. But when we pursue a desired outcome in a conflict wildfire, we're pursuing a peace that is based on getting what we want. And everyone comes to the conflict wildfire with their own desired outcome, with the things that they want to achieve and accomplish in that conflict. When we don't obtain our desired outcome, it can lead to more conflict. And even when we obtain our desired outcome, it can come at a cost that leads to more conflict. So we want to develop a curious perspective on conflict, wildfires, and their dynamics of the fire. But the Bible tells us some astonishing things about conflict and peace. That peace isn't just the absence of conflict. One thing that the Bible tells us about conflict is that we should not be surprised when we experience it. That conflict is part of the Christian life. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4, he said, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." And Jesus taught that not only should we not be surprised by conflict, he also taught that peace is not found in obtaining a desired outcome or in our circumstances. He taught that peace was found in knowing him. This peace that Jesus brings in the midst of a conflict wildfire is reminiscent of the fourth man in the fire in Daniel chapter 3. Here's what Jesus said about conflict. He said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Let's review the things we've covered in this lecture. The wildfire represents the dynamic nature of conflict and all that it encompasses: the people, the property, the emotions, the history, etc. We all have habits for responding to conflict, and we've developed those habits through our conflict stories. which are a collection of our conflict habits. While everyone responds to conflict in different ways, the common feature at the wildfire is everyone pursues their desired outcome, whatever it may be. In the world system, peace is considered to be the absence of conflict. But from God's perspective, Jesus Christ taught that conflict is to be expected and that his followers would experience his peace in the midst of it. Thank you for watching this lecture, and I look forward to seeing you next time. God bless you.